Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
It's 99006.
That was 99006.
Yes.
And may I have your first and last name?
Linda Harbor.
Okay, will you spell your first name?
Linda.
And will you spell your last name?
Like a haircut. Barber.
Yeah, I'm still not pulling up anything by that.
I'm sorry.
I'm still not pulling up anything by your first and last name.
Well, I've got a withdrawal on my bank account from you folks for $21.99, and I didn't buy anything for $21.99.
Okay, let's see.
Is it under
Is
my
it under
phone
my phone
number?
number? Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment. Hey, what's your phone number?
509-821-8136.
Okay, I'm still not pulling up anything by that.
Oh, that's the number on my that chose to call for that charge. I took part in a promotional. If I paid the $7.95 shipping and handling, I would get a watch. So they charged me for the $7.95, and right following that, there was a charge for $21.99. I don't have a clue what that was for.
Okay, just hold one moment. Can I try the first six and last four numbers of your card?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I try the first six and last four numbers of your card?
Oh, gosh. Just a moment. I gotta get it. Okay, it is 0652.
That's the last four.
Barber.
What's the first six numbers of the
The first what?
first six numbers of your card?
of my card number?
The first six numbers of your card.
I never had anybody ask me for that.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to see.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
55957.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, and I'm still here. What's the charge amount that you're being billed?
For the one that I don't recognize, it's $21.99.
Okay, just one moment. You said 21 what now?
I just placed this order for that watch last night. And it was taken, this amount of $21.99 was taken out at the same time. It appears to be sort of a scam. And your phone number is listed on the charge. It says something about a top-notch deal.
And I'm still here, just one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not pulling up anything by your card. Or where did you find our number?
Where did I find your number?
That's correct.
On my bank account.
Let's see. I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
I don't know, but this sounds like a fraudulent situation. And you better be finding it because I have your phone number. It's listed with the charge against my account.
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just bear with me.
It's listed on my card under the name of Linda K. Barker.
Is there any way someone else in your household? And you said, okay, the first six was 55957, right?
Is there why?
The first six and last four, I'm sorry, the first six was 55957, correct?
Right.
And the last four is 0652.
0652, yes.
Okay, I'm still not pulling up anything by that.
I don't understand this at all. I don't. Are you with this company called TopNotchDeals.com?
Okay, so we are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
I'm not understanding you at all.
We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Well, you better be finding my card number and giving me a refund. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you better be doing it.
I do understand. You should contact your bank and get the number off the bill that billed you, because I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Oh, God. How about the $7.95 that they charged me for this promotional watch?
Okay, just one moment.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Just hold on one more.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, you should contact me because I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Wow. This is unreal. My bank can't do anything about it except for cancel my card, which is a big hassle. Is there a supervisor or someone I can talk to?
Okay, well, I wouldn't be able to transfer you over unless I have your account pulled up.
I'm still not understanding. What did you say?
Just hold one moment, ma'am.
How long does it take for things to post since I bought this last night online? Is there a delay or something that could happen before it's posted on your information?
Okay, so I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me. So if I'm not pulling up anything by the card that's actually being charged, then we do not have an account for you. I wouldn't be able to transfer you over unless I have an account pulled up.
Let's see what the numbers are on this transaction on my, okay, it says you're in Nevada, right?
We're in Kansas.
Well, this says Nevada with your phone number. And then there is another number that is 891-22-0000. That shows on my as a withdrawal under your phone number with that number.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand what you're saying, but I've tried everything. Okay, will you spell your email for me? It could be under a different card that you could have used.
No, this is the same card.
Okay, will you spell your email?
My bank card.
Okay, will you spell your email?
Linda Barber. 04 at gmail.com. And I didn't have to give my
still
email
not pulling
address.
Anything. Still not pulling up anything.
Boy. I don't know how you wouldn't have it. If this is a legitimate card and just a mistake, it would be, you would have it. The order that I placed was for gadgetwatch.com. Or gadgetwatchnow.com.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand,
and
but I'm not pulling up anything.
They did it at the same time as they for the legitimate order that I placed.
I do understand what you're saying.
Okay,
but I'm not pulling up anything.
I was online, and I was on this site where I selected as a it was a promotional, and I selected a watch. If I paid for shipping and handling, which was $7.95, and I placed that order, and right below it. It said something about $21.99, but it didn't. I didn't check that, and it didn't. It wasn't tallied in my purchase. So when I look at my bank account, though, they did. They charged me the $21.99 and the $7.95, two different amounts.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying, ma'am, but I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Well, it's my bank account that you've made the charge on. So I'm going to be calling back, and I would hope that you will do some research on this and talk to your supervisors and find out what is going on, or I'm going to contact the FBI because it sounds like a fraud and it's under your phone number that it's coming out of my bank account.
I do understand, ma'am, but I wouldn't be able to do anything if I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Well, I'm giving you the information that's there. All right.
Okay, Wizard.
I'm going to call this other outfit, and I hope they have a better explanation.
I do understand, but I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Sounds like a recording.
Well, ma'am, there is nothing else that I would be able to do if I tried everything.
How often does this happen to you?
Well, ma'am, you have the wrong number because...
How many calls have you gotten for this $21.99? And people say, I didn't order anything for $21.99. I would say if you're getting a fair amount of them, then you've got a scam going, or you're working for somebody that's got a scam going. I've never had this happen before. When it's on my bank account and it shows a number you can call, and generally the person that you call can see that charge. And if it's unwarranted, they refund it. So something's haywire here. And I would ask you to dig further and check with the people you work for and find out what they are doing. Do you understand that? Hello?
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.